B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Nun Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moidedin Elo Min HaMumcha. The only ones who are authorized to measure the 2,000 amis of Tchum around the city are mumchim, are experts, are professional surveyors. Ribo l'mokim echod u'miyit l'mokim achir. If after the experts they measured the city, and the way they did it was that they measured north, south, east and west, and on all four sides they measured on two corners, that means on the north they measured on the northwest and northeast, on the south, southwest, southeast, and on the east it was northeast and southeast, and the west is northwest and southwest, then that they would measure 2,000 amis in each of those corners, and then they would join the dots, so to speak, and they would know where the 2,000 amah line was. So what happens if ribo lemokim echod umiyit lemokim achir, if when these experts, when these surveyors, when they measured the tchum, then one point was shorter than the other point, which means if you had on the north side of a city, on the west side 2,000 amis came to one point, and on the east side it came to a point that was even closer to the city than on the west side, all on the northern edge of the city. What do we do then? Shemin lemokim sheribo. Then we are lenient and we allow him to draw the line to the length of the further distance of the two. Ribo le'echod or miot le'echod. If one of the lengths was shorter than the other one, and this seems to be an exact repetition of what we said a moment ago, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. Shoymin lemaruba, we accept the longer, the further distant. Vafilu eved, vafilu shivcha. Even though normally slaves, male slaves, female slaves, they are not accepted as witnesses in biblical matters. However, in the case of giving witness to say how far the tchum is, then ne'monim loymar, they are believed to say ad kan tchum Shabbos, until here reaches the tchum of Shabbos. It's in issues of derabbanon, and regarding Eruvin, we try and be lenient, and therefore we can trust them, we believe them, even though they are normally posel for Eidus. Shelo omru chachomim esadovo lahachmir, because when the chachomim made the halachas of Eruvin, they did not do it in order to be strict, elo lahachil, but in order to be more lenient. And therefore, if you have to believe these slaves, we're allowed to believe them. Says the Gemara, lemokim sheribo in lemokim shemiyit loy. From the words of the Mishnah, it seems when we said that if it was ribo lemokim echod umiyit lemokim achir, if one of the lengths of the tchum was further away from the city than the other, the term that the Mishnah used was shoymin lemokim sheribo. You're allowed to walk to the longer distant. The Gemara is deducing from there lemokim sheribo in lemokim shemiyat loy. You're only allowed to go, for example, on the northern side of the city. If the western measurement was further away from the city than the eastern measurement, then on the west you can go all the way to the longer one. But that would seem that you cannot go to the shorter length on the east side, and that doesn't make sense. Lemokim shemiyit loy, can it be that you're only allowed to go to the longer distance on the west and not to the shorter distance on the east? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Eima af lemokim sheribo. It means that even on the east side of the northern edge of the city, which was shorter, you're allowed to, even on that side, travel to the length of the longer measurement, as on the west side, you're allowed to square it off and go the same measure on the east as well. Continues the Gemara. Ribo le'echod umiyet le'echod. V'chulu. And this is the second phrase in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that miyat le'echod and ribo le'echod shoymin lemaruba, and that seems to be a repetition of what the Mishnah said a few words before that, ribo lemokim echod and umiyat lemokim achir. Why is the Mishnah saying the same thing twice? Ho sulomoli hainu hach, why do we need this additional statement? It's identical to the previous one. Answers the Gemara, hochik omar. The first phrase, the first statement in the Mishnah, is if you have one surveyor who measured two distances, then you can follow the longer distance. The second one is, if you have two surveyors, one measured a longer distance and one measured a shorter distance, echod miet, riba echod, or miet echod, if one of the two surveyors measured a longer distance than the other, shemin lezesh riba, then we accept the measurement of the surveyor who had the further tchum, and that is the distance you can walk on Shabbos. Omar Abaya, ulvad shelo yarbe yoisa mimidas ha'ir ba'alach soino. Then it's true that if there's a little bit of a discrepancy between two measurements, we can blame the discrepancy on the fact that one of the surveyors, or even if it's the same surveyor, on one corner they pulled the ropes very tight, and on the other measurement they didn't pull it so tight, and therefore if they didn't pull it so tight and the rope was sagging a little bit, then we can assume that had he pulled it tight, he would have come to the same as the longer measure, and therefore we accept the longer measurement. So if you've got two surveyors, then what happens if the distance between the longer and the shorter measures are way beyond what would make sense for a sagging rope? Nonetheless, we can listen to the first one, to the longer one, and accept that measurement as being the measure of the Eruv, even though we cannot blame it on the fact that the shorter one just let it sag a little bit. And that is because there's a certain mistake that could have been made that's justifiable. It's got to make sense. If one of the measurements just don't make sense, if it doesn't add up, then both measurements have to be remeasured because one of them made a fundamental mistake and the measure is not called a measure at all. How much is something understandable? Is as follows. We know that Tchum is 2,000 amos. How do you measure 2,000 amos? So you have the northern edge of the city. You measure a straight line going up north 2,000 amos. In the corners, as we discussed at length in the previous Gemara, the corners diagonal from the, for example, the northeastern corner of the city, from there diagonally northeast, then the diagonal of a square of 2000 by 2000 actually allows you to go 2800 amos to the far corner. What may have happened is that one of the surveyors, instead of measuring 2000 amos straight, which comes out to 2800 amos diagonal, he may have measured diagonally just 2,000 amos, and made a square around that. And if he did that, then the length, the side of a square whose diagonal is 2,000 amos, then the side is 1,415 amos. So if you have a difference of 585 amos approximately, that one is shorter than the other, even though we cannot blame it on a sagging rope, we can blame it on the fact that he measured 2,000 into the corner, not 2,000 straight. And since it makes sense, then we can say the longer measurement is the accurate measurement, and that's the one we follow. That's what Abaya says, ubelvad shelo yarbe yoisa mimidas ha'ir ba'alach soino. If the difference between the longer measure and the shorter measure is more than can be justified by this error, which means that it's more than 585 amos difference, that if one of them is 2,000 amos away from the city and the other one is 1,415 amos away from the city, that makes sense. But if the difference is even more than that, then one of them made a fundamental mistake and we have to remeasure the tchum. Says the Gemara, that we saw in the Mishnah, Shele omru chachomim es hadova lahachmir elo lahokil. We saw in the Mishnah that you can be lenient with questions of Eruv. The reason is because when the chachomim made tchum, they did it with being lenient in mind. Asks the Gemara of Otanya, we saw in the Brayse, said to the opposite. Lo omru chachomim es hadova lahokil elo lahachmir. When the chachomim decreed the need and the limitation called tchum, they did it in order to be machmir, to be more stringent. Because min ha-Torah, you're allowed to go even beyond the tchum, according to this opinion that tchumim is midrabbanon. Then min ha-Torah, you can walk beyond the tchum. When the chachomim made the tchum, they did it in order to be stringent. How can our Mishnah say they did it in order to be lenient? Omar Ravina explains, loy lahokil al divrei Torah, Elo lahachmir al divrei Torah. The concept, the decree itself of limiting people to 2,000 amos, that is being more stringent than the biblical law that says you can walk even beyond 2,000 amos. However, tchumin derabbanon, the decree itself is of rabbinical status, and therefore when you have a discussion, a question, a difference of opinion within the halachas of Eruvin, even though the concept of tchum is one that's there in order to be more stringent, it's a decree beyond the biblical law, however, it's of rabbinical status, and therefore we can be lenient. Continues the next Mishnah. Ir shel yochid venasis shel rabim ma'orvin es kula. And it goes like this. If you had a city that belonged, a town that belonged to a private person, the way Rashi explains it is not that the town belonged to a private person, it was a town that never had 600,000 people going through it. And now, Venasis Sharabim, and now it's not become a small, so to speak, a private town with less people, and now it's expanded, and now you have 600,000 people going through this town every day. Then are you allowed to make a single Eruv in the same way as we know there's a concept called Eruvei Chatzeres? You have a Chatzer, a courtyard. Within the courtyard, you have a number of homes sharing the same courtyard. You can only carry from the homes into the courtyard and vice versa. If all the people living in that courtyard, they blend, they merge into one by making an Eruv. If you have two chatzeres flash with each other and you want to carry from one chatzer to the next, then providing that there's a doorway or a significant sized window between the two chatzeres, then you make an eruv between the two. All the people of both chatzeres merge together to make a single eruv, and then they can carry from their homes to each other's chatzeres. If you have a mavoi, an alleyway, and into this alleyway is shared by a number of chatzeres, that each chatzer is shared by a number of homes, then all the chatzeres have to join in order to, so to speak, to merge into one unit, and then the mavoi, the alleyway, belongs, so to speak, to one unit, not to lots of different ones, and then one can carry in the mavoi. Besides for making a shitufei muvois, which is the term used for an eruv that combines all the chatzeres in a mavoi, you also have to fix the mavoi, which means you have to put a lechi or a kaira, and all the alochas we learnt at the beginning of the masechta, depending on many alochas that we've already seen. What happens if you want an entire town to make a single eruv? All the people join a single eruv, and all the alleyways should be joined into one, and then everybody can carry from their homes to everywhere else in the town. So that's what the Mishnah says. In the event that the town once belonged, in the past it belonged to a small amount of people, less than 600,000 people, even though it now became a much larger population, ma'orvin es kula, you can make an eruv with the entire town, they can all merge into a single town, into a single unit, and carry in the whole town. Obviously, we're talking about that the streets are not 16 amos wide, because if you have an actual Rishus HaRabim there, not just 600,000 people living there, then you cannot make an Eruv in Rishus HaRabim. Veshel Rabim. But if this town belonged, and in the past it was a town with 600,000 people in it, Venasis Shel Yochid, and it became a private town, which means now there are less people in it, Ein ma'arvines kula, you're not allowed to merge, you cannot join the entire town into one, because people know this to be a rabim, to be an area of public, with many people. And people will make a mistake and think that you can carry in any rishus harabim. So in a city that once belonged to a private, was once called a private town, and there were less people, then everybody will remember the reason you can carry here is because intrinsically this was a town with less people. Even though there's more people, we made an Eruv. But if this is a town that belonged to 600,000 people, if you're now going to merge and join up the entire town into one, people will get confused. Therefore, if you do want to make an Eruv in the whole town, there's one condition. Elohim kein osa chutzalo Ki'ir Chadosh Hashem Yehuda, there's got to be one area which is outside of the Eruv, which is the equivalent of the town called Chadosho in Yehuda, sheyesh bo chamishin diurin, that there are 50 inhabitants, that if you want to make an Eruv of the entire town together, you've got to leave 50 inhabitants out of the main Eruv. They themselves, if they have their own alleyways and chatzeres, they can make their own individual Eruv. And we'll see later why their Eruv doesn't destroy, the two Eruvs don't destroy each other. But either way, if you want to, if the city belonged to a rabbim, even if it belongs to a yochid now, even if it's less people in it now, you cannot make an Eruv that combines everybody. There's got to be an exclusion of these 50 people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says you do not need to exclude 50 inhabitants. Shloisho chatzeres shel shnei batim, it's enough if you exclude three chatzeres, that each of them have two homes, two dwelling places in them, and so you have six homes sharing three chatzeres. They have to be excluded from the main Eruv of the town, and then all the rest of the town can make a single Eruv. Says the Gemara, Heiche domi ir shel yochid v'nasis rabim. Give us an example of a city that was called a private town, and then it became public. Omer Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, I'll give you an example. Kegoin de Iskarto de Resh Galusa. This was a private town of the Resh Galusa. It was originally called a private town. There were not 600,000 people living in it. And that was an example of a place that later became a public town. Omer le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, my tam, why did you choose particularly the Iskarto de Resh Galusa, the private town of the Resh Galusa, of the head of the Golus, why did you choose that town as an example of a private town, an Irush al Yochid that became an Irush al Rabim? Ilema, are you going to say the reason you specially chose the town of the Resh Galusa is Mishum de Shchicha Gabe Harmona, is because the people that are there are close to the rulership? The Resh Galusa was a type of a government, was a type of a rulership, and since all the people there and all the people that gather there on Shabbosos near and close to the Resh Galusa, midkiri adodi, they're going to remind each other about the laws of Shabbos, including the fact that the reason that you could make a single Shitufei Mevois in the whole city was only because the town was initially private, but and will not get confused with a regular town that is called a public town. If so, Kulu Yisrael Nami, then why did you single out the private town of the Resh Galusa? Any town, anywhere that belongs, any Jewish town, B'tzafra de Shabsa, then on Shabbos mornings, the Shchicha Gabe Adodi, all the people come together in order to, and they will remind each other of the halachas of the Eruv, and therefore in any private town, any town that was a private town and became a public town, the same halachas should apply, that you can make a single Eruv without making any exceptions, without leaving anyone out. So why did you single out the private town of the Resh Galusa? Elo Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman explained, "Kegoin diskarto denatzoi." You're right. It's nothing to do with the Resh Galusa. It's any private town. For example, the private town of this particular person called Natuzi, and that later became a public town. And since it was a private town, you're allowed to merge all the people in it into a single eruv. Continues the Gemara. Ton Rabbonon. We learnt in a brisa. Ir shel yochid, if you have a private town, v'nasis shel rabim, it became public. Urshus harabim oiveres b'seicha, and a street which is 16 amos wide, which is biblically considered a real urshus harabim, not just a city with 600,000 people living in it. It's a real urshus harabim going through the town. Ketzad ma'arvin oisa, what can we do to this Rishus HaRabim going through the town in order to remove the Rishus HaRabim status and then allow all the people in the town to make a single Eruv? Says the Braisa, Oisin lechi mikan velechi mikan, we make at each end of this Rishus HaRabim, you put either a lechi, or a koire mikan v'koire mikan, or a koire crossbeam that we've learnt about at the beginning of the Masechta, at each end of this Rishus HaRabim, And once you've fixed this main Roshos Harabim with the Kaira Ulechi, then the entire city can then join into a single Shitufei Muvois and make a single Eruv. V'ein ma'arvin oiso lechatzoim. But the Braisa is saying that if you have such a city which had the Roshos Harabim going through it, then the whole city has to merge into a single Eruv, but you cannot have half of the city making one Eruv and the other half making their own independent Eruv. That cannot work. Since this town was once a town of a Yochid, of a small town, now, therefore, it's considered as if it's like one Mavui. And we know that when you have one Mavui, if part of the Chatzeris join the Shitufei Mavois and part not, the whole Shitufei Mavois is invalid. So here too, in the case of this town, all the alleyways, all the streets have to join into one Eruv, to make one Eruv there. And you cannot do it in two halves. Ela oy kula, either the entire town joins one Eruv, oy mavui mavui bifne atzmoy, or each alleyway in its own can make an independent mavui, as with any Shitufei Mavois. And the Gemara will later discuss how this works. If we consider the entire town having been a town of a Yochid as one, then you should not have the privilege of being able to choose Mavui Mavui. You should have to do a single Eruv. We'll see that in the Gemara. But either way, either the entire town merges into one, or every single Mavui separately can make its own Shitufei Mavois, but you cannot merge just a number of the Mavois, which is what we call Chatzoin, half of the city in one Eruv, half the city in the other Eruv. The Braisa says that's invalid. It's either Mavui Mavui Bifne Atzmoy, or everything, or nothing. Hoiso Shel Rabim, if the town was once a public town, and we saw before that if you want to make an Eruv of an entire town that was a public town, you have to exclude some of the residents. Varehi Shel Rabim, it was Shel Rabim, and it's still Shel Rabim. There were 600,000 people living there, and there are still 600,000 people living there. And you've got a Roshos Harabim going through the center of it. Ve'ein lo elo Pesach Echot. However, this town only has a single entrance, which means the Roshos Harabim going through it is not a Roshos Harabim. The main street is not considered a Roshos Harabim. Ma'orvin es kula, then in that case you can actually make an Eruv of the entire city together. And one does not have to exclude anyone from this Eruv. Now, even though a town that's actually got a Roshos Harabim going through it, obviously one cannot make it into one big Eruv. However, we said before that if you've got a road going straight through the town from side to side, even if that road is not 16 amas wide, but since it's going from side to side, then it's an issue. However, and in that case, if it's going from side to side, and it's not a real Roshos Harabim, that's when the Mishnah said that you can make an Eruv, but you have to exclude either 50 people or the six homes that we mentioned in the Mishnah. However, if the street going straight through the town is not 16 amos wide, if it's not 16 amos wide, and obviously it's not 16 amos wide, otherwise you wouldn't be able to make an Eruv, and it's only open on one side, not on the other side, in that case you can make the entire city into one Eruv without having to exclude anyone. Continues the Gemara, that we saw in the Braisa, that if you have a Roshos Harabim going through it, you can actually fix the Roshos Harabim. You have a street which is 16 amos wide, it seemed in the Braisa, that you can put a Lechi or Koira on each side of this Roshos Harabim, and then you can make a single Eruv in the city. Asks the Gemara, Man Tana de Mi'arva Roshos Harabim, which Tana holds that you can actually fix a Roshos Harabim and allow you to make an Eruv and carry in it? Omer Vuna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, this is a Rabbi Yehuda that we have seen previously in the Masechta. The Tanya we learnt, Yeser Al Kain Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll see later on what the Yeser Al Kain, even moreover what we'll see in the Gemara in the Mishnah later. But Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishiesh Loi Shnei Batim Bishnei Tzidei Roshos Harabim. If somebody owns two homes, if you have a main Roshos Harabim going from north to south, And this person has two homes, one on the east of the street and one on the west of the Shusharabim, and he wants to carry between his two homes. Oise lechi mikan velechi mikan. He either puts a lechi, a post, on either corner of either the home on the east or the home on the west of the Rosh Hashanah, or he puts a koira mikan v'koira mikan. He puts a beam at each side, the north and the south side of these homes, a beam going across the two over the Rosh Hashanah, and then noisa v'noisin v'emtza, he's allowed to carry in the area between it. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, they argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and said, Ein ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah b'kach, there is no way you can adjust the Rosh Hashanah this way to allow you to carry there. But either way, we see from Rabbi Yehuda that you can fix even Rosh Hashanah to allow you to carry there. So that must be the author of our Braisa that says that even though you have a proper Rosh Hashanah, if you put a lechi and a koira at the beginning, at each end of the Rosh Hashanah, then you can carry within Rosh Hashanah, and then you can make the entire city into a single Eruv. And now we're going to continue explaining the Braisa. Omar Mar, Ve'ein Ma'orvin Oiso Lechatzoin. If you have this main street going through a city, then you can merge the entire city into one. However, you cannot have half the city with one Eruv and the other half having its own independent Eruv. Omer of Papa, lo omru elo l'orko. This is only true when it's l'orko, when the two eruvs are along the width of the main street. For example, if you have a main street going from north to south, half the town is on the east of that street and half the town is on the west of that street, you cannot have all the people on the west making one Eruv and all the people on the east making another Eruv. That would not work because they are both sharing the main street in the middle and therefore they are destroying each other's Eruv. That's what Rav Papa said. However, if you split up the city north and south, which means the entire north part of the city, the east and the west side of this main street, make one Eruv, and all the people on the south make another Eruv, and according to some Rishonim, you have to have some partition in between the two, then if they can each make their own independent Eruv, because they do not need to walk through each other's areas. The people on the north can leave the city on the north end of that main street, and the people on the south can leave the city from the south. And since they can be totally independent, therefore they can make two separate Eruvs. That's how Rav Papa explained the Braisa. Kaman, this the way that Rav Papa explained the Braisa, who is he following? Deloike Rabbi Akiva. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim in the following scenario. What happens if you have two chatzeros, one within each other, which means that you have a Rosh Hashanah, from the Rosh Hashanah you enter a chotzer, from the end of the chotzer you enter another chotzer, and that inside chotzer cannot get out to the Rosh Hashanah without going through the outer chotzer. So what happens if the inside chotzer made their own independent Eruv, and the outer chotzer made their own independent Eruv? And since the people in the outer chotzer have no reason to go through the inner chotzer can definitely be carried there. There's no issue with that. The question is, the outer chotzer, even though they made an Eruv together, can they carry there? Or do we say, since the inner chotzer has to go through the outer chotzer, and the two chatzeres did not make an Eruv together, then the people in the inner chotzer, even though they themselves are allowed to carry in their own Eruv, they destroy the Eruv of the outer chotzer. That's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. The Rabbi Akiva says that the inner chotzer destroys the Eruv of the outer chotzer. The Chachomim say it doesn't. So over here also, that's similar to our city here, where you've split it into two, the north and the south. And Rav Papa explained that the two Eruvin, the north and the south, they walk through each other's part of the main street. It should be similar to the inner chotzer walking through the outer chotzer. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that should be a problem. So that's what the Gemara says, that Rav Papa is obviously not like following Rav Akiva. Dei Rav Akiva, Ha'omar, Rav Akiva says, Regel Hamuteres, the feet, the walking, the passing through of the inner chotzer, providing that the inner chotzer has made their own Eruv and they are mutter to carry in their own chotzer. In the event that the inner chotzer have not made their own Eruv, then they are Oiseres themselves, of course they would cause an issue with an outer Eruv, with the outer chotzer. However, the discussion here is, if the inner chotzer made their own Eruv, and they are called muteres, do they aser the outer chotzer? Rabbi Akiva says, regela muteres bimekoimo, the feet of the people who bimekoimo in their place in the inner chotzer are allowed to carry, nonetheless, oiseres afilu shaloi bimekoimo. The word afilu is a little bit out of place here, that they are seres shaloi bimekoimo, they actually destroy the Eruv of the outer chotzer. Over here, in our case, according to Rav Papa, even if a city is split along the width of it, and you've got the north and the south having their own independent Eruv, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should present a problem, because they are walking through the main street of the other Eruv. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teima Rabbi Akiva. It could be that Rav Papa even conforms with Rabbi Akiva. Atkan leikomer Rabbi Akiva hosom. When did Rabbi Akiva say that the inner chotzer destroys the eruv of the outer chotzer? Elo b'shtei chatzeris zu lefnim mizu. Only if there are two chatzeris, one inside the other, the pnimis les la pischach rina. The people in the inner chotzer have no choice other than to walk through the outer chotzer, and therefore, since they have not joined the eruv of the outer chotzer, they destroy the eruv that the outer chotzer have made. Aval hocha, when you have a town that's divided into two, hana nofki behai pischa, v'hana nofki behai pischa. It could well be that the people in the north can leave the city in the north, and the people in the south will leave the city in the south, and there's no reason that the people in the north should walk through the streets of the south, or vice versa, and therefore even Rav Papa would agree that they do not asser each other, and the Eruv is valid. Ikad Omra, a different version of Rav Papa, Omer Rav Papa, Loi teima la'orka, huda loim arvin. Don't say that the only time that the Brisa says that you cannot split this town into two is only if it's split up along its length, and then you've got the whole eastern part of the city independent and the whole western side independent, and then they cannot be two independent eruvs. Don't say that. Avol arochba ma'arvin, and you'll assume that if you split it up in the width, that you can split it up and have an independent Eruv in each. Don't say that. Elo afilu l'rochbo nami loy ma'orvin. When the Braisa says you cannot make an Eruv l'chatzoin, it's even if you split it along the width, which means even if the north and the south have independent Eruv, they destroy each other's Eruv, you cannot carry in the town. So says the Gemara. Keman, this version of Rav Papa, who is it following? Rabbi Akiva. This time it is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the inner chotzer causes an issue for the outer chotzer. So to here, the northern part of the city destroys the southern Eruv, and vice versa. Says the Gemara, Afilu teim Rabbonon. It could even be the Rabbonon who say that in the case of the two chatzeros, the inner chotzer does not destroy the outer chotzer's Eruv. However, over here will agree with the two cities, they will agree that they do destroy each other's Eruv. Why? Ad kan lo ikom Rabbonon hosom. Only when do the Rabbonon say that the inner chotzer does not destroy the outer chotzer's Eruv? Elo b'shnei chatzeres zu lefnim mizu. If you've got two chatzeres, one inside the other, the pnimis achado ledosha, because it's possible for the inner people, we may even be able to impose this on some level, that the inner chotzer closes its door between itself and the outer chotzer. And that way, over Shabbos, the inner chotzer will not pass through the outer chotzer, and then the outer chotzer can carry as well. Aval hocha, but in the case of the two cities, mimotzi mesalki rishus rabbi mehocha, this is a main street. You cannot tell the whole northern side of the city, don't go through the main street. There's nobody who's got the authority to say that. And therefore, since they are crossing through each other's areas, they destroy each other's tchum, each other's eruv, sorry. Continues the Gemara. And we're now going to explain another statement in that brisa. Omar Mara. Oy kulam, oy mavoy mavoy bifnei atzmoy. As we said, You cannot make two halves of the city having their own independent Eruv. It's got to be either the entire city together or every Mavui independently. Asks the Gemara, Maishno de lechatzoim deloy. Why do you say that when you have a half the city its own Eruv and the other half its own Eruv, that they destroy each other's Eruv? De osri adodi, because each one is walking through the other one's area, and since they do not have a combined Eruv, then it destroys each other's Eruv. Mavui, mavui nami. If so, if you made every alleyway, every mavui, its own independent Eruv, we should have the same issue, that all the people in the town could be walking through any other mavui. So why are you allowed to make mavui, mavui? Mavui, mavui nami, osri adodi. Why do they not destroy each other's shitufe muvois? And the reason that we assume that they'll all be walking through each other's mavui is because, we'll remember, this town used to be a town of a yochid. It used to be considered a single entity where everybody was used to being everywhere. It was not such a public place. And even though now it's become a public place, we still assume that everybody is going through every other area of the mavui, and therefore every mavui should aser each other's mavui. Answers the Gemara, Hocha b'mayoskinon, we're talking about Kegoin de Ovud Dako. Dako is a very small entrance at the end of the Mavui. Between the Mavui and the main street, they make a little entranceway, a narrow or a very low entranceway, which is called a Dako. And making such an entranceway more or less is a statement saying, we in our Mavui are disassociating ourselves with the main streets, with disassociating ourselves with the other mavuis, and in that case, with the mavui would not destroy another mavui, the eruv of another mavui. The omer of Idibar Ovin, omer of Chizda, echod mipnei mavui she'oso dako lepischi. We said before, if you have a number of chatzeros sharing a mavui, in order to be able to carry in the mavui, all the people in the chotzer have to join the eruv. However, if one of the people one of the chatzeros did not join the mavui, the shitufei mavois, but they disassociated themselves from the mavui by setting up a dako, one of these small entrances. Eino oisal bnei mavui. From that point on, that particular chotzer does not destroy the shitufei mavois of the rest of the mavui. So to here, for the edge of every mavui, they make one of these little entranceways called dako, then every mavui disassociates itself from the others, and therefore they can each have an independent eruv. Continues the Gemara to discuss the next statement in the Braisa. Hoiso shel rabim. If this town once initially belonged to 600,000 people, varei hi v'chulu, and it's still owned by the public, so to speak, but it only has a single opening, the main street going through it, which is not 16 amos wide, but it only has one entrance, it's only open on one side, then the entire town can join a single Eruv without the need of excluding anyone. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira arva lemosa de Be'eruv Chia. Reb Zeira, he came to the city that was of Reb Chia, Reb Chia's city, and he made the entire city into a single Eruv without v'loy shovak lo shiur. He did not leave any part, any section of the city that was not part of the Eruv. Omar le Abaya, Abaya said to Reb Zeira, Maitam ovad mar hochi. How could you do this? You know that now it's a public city, and how could you make an Eruv without including everybody? Without excluding anybody, sorry. Omar le, so Reb Zeira answered to Abaya, Sabadido, the elders of this town, Omrili, they told me as follows, Reb Chia bar Asi ma'ariv kula, that this town was a town of Reb Chia, and this Reb Chia bar Asi, he was used to making a single Eruv for the whole town without excluding anyone. So I said to myself, I assumed, Shema Mina, if Reb Chia did that, it obviously means that Ir shel Yochid v'nasis shel Rabim, that this town was once what we call a private town, and therefore, even though it's become a public town now, you can make a single Eruv without needing to exclude anyone. Omar Le, Abaye said to him, No, Ladidi Omar Li Hanu Sabi, those elders who told you that Reb Chiya made an Eruv, you're right, but not for the reason that you think, not because it used to be Shel Yochid, it never used to be Shel Yochid. However, Hahu Ashpo Havale Michad Gisa, the main street that was going through it, used to have a trash heap on one side of the entrance, which means that now the street only had a single entrance or exit from the city. And we saw in our Braisa that if the main street only has one entrance, then you do not need to exclude anyone from the Eruv, because it does not resemble a typical town that belongs to a Rabbim with a main street going from side to side. So that's why Reb Chiya made a single Eruv. V'hashta de'if panyo le'ashpa. But today, that they have already removed the trash heap, now the main street has an entrance at both ends. If it has an entrance on both ends, and this is a town that was always a town belonging to the public, it's like having two entrances to the main street of Osir, and you cannot make a single Eruv unless you exclude some of the people. Omar Leis Reb Zera said to Abaya, Lava date, I was not aware of this, and now I know for the future. Continues the Gemara. Boy mene Rav Ami bar Ado Harpano Mirova. Rav Ami bar Ado, from this place called Harpano, asks Rabba the following question. Sulam mikan upesach mikan. If you have this main street going through an Irushel Rabim, and we said if it's open at both ends, then you cannot make a single Eruv, assuming that the city was always Shel Rabim from the public. But in this city that we're talking about now, there's an entrance at one end. The other end of this main street has a wall. It's blocked, but they have ladders there. And the question is, since people climb up on the ladders on one side and climb down on the other side, people go, so to speak, got an opening. It doesn't actually have an opening. It's a mechitza. It's a partition. But it's a partition that they can climb over. And people do climb over. Do we say that sulamos, that ladders, have the status of Pesach as entrances, or do they have a status of mechitza being walls? If it's walls, then we can be lenient and say that this is a town that the main street only has one exit. If it's considered an opening, a Pesach, a doorway, then it's as if the city, the main street, has two openings, and then you cannot make a single Eruv. Mahu, what is the halacha? What's the status of a wall that has ladders attached to them that you can climb over them? Omerle, so Rabba said to Rav Ami, Hocha Omar Rav. I'll tell you what Rav said. Rav said, Sulam Toiras Pesach Olov. The status of a ladder is one of an opening of a Pesach, and therefore the town is considered as being opened at both ends, and therefore you cannot make a single Shitufei Mavois for the whole town. Omalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to them, Loita Tzisuluhu. Do not listen to what Rabba said in the name of Rav. It's not accurate. It's not what Rav said. Hoch Omer Rav Ado Omer Rav. Rav Ado said in the name of Rav differently. Sulam Toiras Pesach Olov V'Toiras Mechitza Olov. Actually, when you have a wall with ladders there, then it's also considered an opening and also considered a wall, depending which is lenient. Over here, the lenient ruling would be if the city has only just one exit, which would mean that we consider these ladders as being a wall, not being an opening. Not like you said in the name of Rav. And therefore, in this case, it will be considered a mechitza. Toiras mechitza olov, when the Mizrav said it's also mechitza, also Pesach, depending which is lenient. So Toiras mechitza olov, in what case is the status that these ladders, if they have the status of a wall, is more lenient? Kedomron is our case, where you have a city where one end of the main street is an opening, the other end has a ladder. If you say it's a mechitza, you can be lenient and join in the whole town to the Shitufei Mavois. Pesach, the Toiras Pesach Olov, when is there a case that considering a ladder as being an opening is actually more lenient? Is Besulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeris. If you have two Chatzeris and you want to make an Eruv between them, there's a condition that you can only do that if there's a significant opening, a Pesach, between the two Chatzeris. And then you can make an Eruv and carry through all the little holes between one chotzer and the next. But if you only have little holes between one chotzer and the next, and you do not have a significant door or window, then you cannot make an eruv between the two, and you cannot carry between the two. So in that case, we say that if you have a wall between the two chatzeris with a ladder to climb over it, then it's considered an opening, and we allow you to be lenient and make an eruv between the two chatzeris. Rotsu echod ma'oriv, that if you have two chatzeris with a wall in between and a ladder, if they want, they can make a single eruv. Rotsu shnaim ma'orvin, if they want to keep it as two separate chatzeris and make individual chatzeris, they can do that as well. The individual eruvs, they can do that as well, but then you cannot carry from one chatzer to the next. Asks the Gemara, mi omar of Nachman hochi? Then is it really true that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav that the status of the ladders is either an opening or a wall, depending which is lenient? V'omer Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel something else. And the Gemara is not comfortable saying that it's Rav and Shmuel who are arguing. Since it's Rav Nachman who said over both in the name of Rav and in the name of Shmuel, we assume they're not contradicting each other. What did Rav Nachman say in the name of Shmuel? Anshei chotzer, the residents of a chotzer, v'anshei mirpeset. The mirpeset is a gallery. If you had people living, sharing a single chotzer, and that means a lower ground, the ground floor, have a number of homes coming into the chotzer, that's the regular chotzer. And then you have a second floor, a higher level, and the homes on the higher level, they have doors coming out, hovering over the chotzer, and they have a type of a gallery which is just beyond the doors of the upper level, and that gallery is hanging over the chotzer, and there's a ladder going between that gallery down to the chotzer. So it's as if you've got two chatzeris, the gallery on top is considered one chotzer, the chotzer underneath is considered another chotzer, and you have a ladder in between them. The question is this considered as an opening between the two chatzeris, or is it not an opening between the two chatzeris? So what did Shmuel say? Anshei chotzer, if you have the residents of the chotzer underneath, v'anshei mirpeset, and the residents of the gallery on top, sheshochachu, that they forgot, v'loy irvu, they did not make an eruv between the two of them. Im yesh lifneim dako arbo, if there is a small doorway, a very narrow, small entrance that we mentioned before, on this gallery, and that's making it clear that the people in the gallery are disassociating themselves from the people in the chotzer, then eino oseres. Then we assume that the gallery is not going to go through the chotzer, and then they each have their own independent eruv, and they can each carry in their own respective chatzeris. The top people can carry in the gallery, and the lower people can carry in the chotzer. V'imlav, however, if there isn't such a daka, such a small entranceway, disassociating the gallery from the chotzer, oiseres, then the people in the gallery actually destroy the eruv of the chotzer, and nobody can carry in the chotzer. Over there was a ladder. And you see that if you do not have a small entranceway, which is clearly an expression of disassociation between the two are connected. If the two are connected, that means that we consider the ladder as being an opening between the two, even though over there it's going to be a chumrah. And this is Rav Nachman. How could Rav Nachman say before that if it's a chumrah, then we say that the ladders are not considered an opening? Here Rav Nachman said clearly that the ladder is considered an opening, and the only way that the gallery does not destroy the eruv of the chotzer is if you have one of these small entranceways disassociating each other. Answers the Gemara, Hocha b'mayoskinon. We're talking about that the gallery is b'deloi gavoya mirpeset asara. The gallery itself is less than four tfachim off the level of the chotzer, and since the gallery is so close to the chotzer, then even without any connection, even without the ladder being an opening, it's considered as a single entity with the chotzer, and therefore they destroy each other's eruv. Asks the Gemara, v'iloi gavoya mipreses asara, if you're right, if you're talking about that the gallery is so low that you do not need a ladder to be an opening between the two to merge them and to cause an issue for each other, then Kika Ovid Dakar, then what does it help that you make this low wall to disassociate the gallery from the Chotza? You cannot disassociate one from the other. My Hava, how does it help? It's so close, it's so low that it's one, even if you have this get this low entranceway, you cannot disassociate one from the other. If so, then even if you have this Dakar, the gallery should destroy the Eruv of the Chotzer. Answers the Gemara, no. B'megufefes ad eser amois. We're talking about that there's actually a wall going around this gallery, which means that even though it's very low, you cannot just go from the gallery to the into the chotza. It's walled round, but there's a breach, there's a hole in between the in the walling around this gallery actually has a breach of less than 10 amos. The kiven de ovid daka, and therefore if in the event that you make a one of these small entranceways which disassociates the gallery from the chotza, only then do we say that they are not connected to each other and nobody from the gallery will go down into the chotza, because there's a wall going around this gallery, and where there's no wall, where there's an opening, there's a daka, and therefore the gallery does not destroy the eruv of the chotza. However, if you do not have the daka, then you have an opening, then because the gallery is so low, the fact that there's a ladder there is not what's creating the merge between the two, and therefore, even if normally we would say that the ladder is not considered an opening, because lekula we say it's not an opening, in this case it will be considered an opening. The kiven de ovid daka is the luke is dalekle mehocha, and therefore, since the only opening is where you now have this low entranceway, there's a disassociation between the gallery and the chotza, and therefore the gallery does not destroy the eruv of the chotza. Omer of Yodom Ashmul. Koisel Sherotzofa Basulomis. If you have a wall that's lined with ladders, Afilu Beyeser Meeser, even if it's more than 10 amos, we know that when you have an opening in a wall that's more than 10 amos, it's a breach, and it's more or less we totally ignore the wall. It's as if the wall is not there. The question is, if you have a wall that's lined with ladders more than 10 amos, do we say that it's as if it's open, it's a Pesach, more than 10 amos? Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, Teiras Mechitza Olav, then the two chatzeres, the two areas, one on each side of this wall, are still considered as being separate entities, and we consider this wall as being a mechitza, not being an opening. A Romile Rav Breino Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Breino asked Rav Yehuda an apparent contradiction. Where did he ask him? B'ma'atzarta debei Rav Chanina, in the wine press of Rav Chanina. Mi Omar Shmuel Teiras Mechitza Olav, you just said now that even though there's ladders there, the status of the wall is one of Mechitza. It's not considered an opening. V'Omer of Nachman Omar Shmuel, this seems to contradict what we saw before. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that Anshe Mirpeses V'Anshe Chotzer Sheshochachu V'loy Irvu, if you have the people in the gallery who forgot to make an Eruv with the people in the Chotzer, only if there's a small entranceway called a dako, and there's a disassociation between the people at the top and the people at the bottom, only then, eino yoseres, the people in the gallery do not destroy the eruv of the chotzer. V'imlav, however, if there isn't such a small entranceway, even though there's a ladder going between them, oiseres, then the gallery, the people in the gallery, destroy the eruv of the chotzer. Well, there's a ladder there. If Shmuel says that the ladders have the status of a wall, then why is there any association between the gallery and the chotzer? It's as if there's a wall between them. And if there's a wall between them, they will not asser each other. And this seems to be a contradiction in Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, as we saw before, Hocha b'may oskinon deloy gavoya merpeses asara. What associates the gallery to the chotza is not because there's a ladder and we assume the ladder to be an opening. No, as far as the ladder is concerned, it could be it's not considered an opening. Why is it considered an opening? Because it's so low, it's less than 10 tfachim off the chotza. Asks the Gemara of Yiloi Gavoy Amr Peset Asara, if there's such an association, if it's so close to each other, it's considered one even without needing a ladder to be considered an opening, and it's considered open to the Chatzah, then what does it help to have a small entranceway if you can just go from the gallery straight into the Chatzah? It should be considered as merged, as one, even if it has such a small opening. Answers the Gemara, as we saw before. The Gemara asks, Kika Ovid Dako Mayhava, what does it help to have this small entrance? Answers the Gemara, B'megufefes ad ese amois. We're talking about that there's a wall going all the way around the gallery, and the breach in that wall is where the ladder is. De kiven de ika dako is de luke is talik mihocha. That since you have the only entranceway from the gallery down to the Chotza is an opening that you now have a small entranceway, then that small entranceway is a disassociation between the gallery and the Chotza, and besides for this small entranceway, there's no way of going down from the gallery into the Chotza because it's walled all the way around. And therefore, even though it's very low, it's not considered as one. However, if you do not have this small wall, this small daka, this small entranceway, then even without having a ladder and without the ladder having the status of an opening, we consider the balcony to be open, the gallery being open to the Chotza, just by virtue of the fact that it's so low, and therefore it's not a contradiction. When it's not so low and you need the ladder, then Shmuel will say the ladder will have the status of a wall. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.